Dear friends, we can read this gospel in more than one way. It is, first of all, a great display of mercy. But it is more than that. It is going beyond prejudice, beating prejudice. At the first glance, you couldn't find two more separated, two more opposite people than Jesus and Matthew. Jesus regarded himself as a Jew, and you could say that Matthew was a Jew himself. But Matthew was a Jew working for the empire. He was collecting taxes for the Roman Empire. In that sense, he was a traitor. He was really fighting against his own people. And not without a reason. Jewish people hated tax collectors because they were really squeezing them and searching to the least coin just to give that to the empire. Matthew was an enemy of the Jews, being a Jew himself. Matthew was a wealthy man. Jesus, one of the poorest. Matthew was a powerful man, Jesus a powerless. Matthew was a well settled down man with all his household, his belongings, his relationships, his friends, his banquets. Very well established indeed. Jesus Christ, on the other hand, was almost a nomad. He was a pilgrim. He kept himself going from town to town, preaching the good news. And if I must say even more, Matthew was someone always mindful of his own interest, full of greed, selfish. What do you see in Jesus Christ? You are right. Exactly the opposite. Jesus is a preacher, is a prophet. He's spending his life, his time, his energy for the other's sake. That is Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel today, we see the encounter of these two people, of these two so different ways of life. And what this is wonderful is that it is Jesus who took the initiative. It is Jesus who said to Matthew, "Follow me. Follow me." This is calling Matthew to be a disciple, to be a follower. Of course, if we see the whole thing on the basis of earthly standards, Jesus' call is simply madness, is simply absurd. What are you trying to get from this man? He's a wealthy man, powerful, well settled down. He has, it seems, everything he likes or wants. But it's Jesus. It is Jesus who calls Matthew. Apparently, It ought to be Matthew who called Jesus. It ought to be Matthew who had to call Jesus and say, follow my example. Stop your poor and certain pilgrim way of life and begin real life. Life of pleasure, a life with friends, relationships, good relationships, even with the Roman Empire. But it is Jesus who raises his voice and who calls Matthew, follow me. And to bigger astonishment, Matthew followed Jesus. This is the true impact of God's grace acting upon a human heart. The call of Jesus is a surprise. It's a real surprise for us. And of course it was for Matthew. Follow me. It is important to realize that in calling Matthew, Jesus was breaking a thick wall of prejudice. And that was possible only because Jesus had the power in his sight to discover what no one else would discover. I would like to draw your attention and your heart to Jesus' sight. The power of Jesus' sight. He was able to recognize something deeply, deeply buried in Matthew's heart. But Jesus was able to see that. To see that possibility. Probably it was just a seed, but Jesus was able to see that seed and to recognize it and to hope that Matthew could take that seed and put that in God's hands. The power of Jesus' sight. Jesus is alive. Jesus is the living God among us. And Jesus is able to see my heart and your heart. Jesus can recognize, Jesus can discover and bring to light what no one else, not even myself, could see in my life, in my soul, in my past, in my future. Jesus is able to discover in myself what not even me, not even myself, is able to recognize. We come to Jesus Christ this morning. We come to Jesus Christ today, and we willingly open our hearts and ask Jesus, bring to light, bring to the outside, make grow within me what you and only you are able to see, are able to recognize. We thank you, Jesus, for the power of your sight, and we entrust ourselves to yourself.